listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
This is our transfer slash player watch series. And one of the biggest transfers this summer has been John Stones signing for Manchester City. We all kind of knew it was going to happen, but the thing that kind of set the transfer in motion is that UEFA put on their website that John Stones was part of the Manchester City Champions League squad. Manchester City or Everton haven't announced this transfer yet, or seemingly they're about to announce it because of what's happened with UEFA. Dom, John Stones did not have a great season last year, but somehow Everton have managed to get more money than Chelsea offered him last summer for a player which didn't have the best season. How has this happened?
He's English. No, basically they know Pep wants him because they know he suits Pep Guardiola's philosophy.
Yeah.
And they know in today's market, being young and English, right, that's at least £30 million, no matter how good you are anyway.
Yeah, but I'm 23 and was born in Leeds, so I'm like a £20 million player, apparently. I'm not, by the way.
He's a six-year deal, so it's definitely, obviously, they're looking for a long...
Is that what it is? 6 years?
Six-year contract he's got.
DL.
£47.5 million fee. Chelsea got a bid rejected for £40 million last year. And people are saying, well, he had such a poor season. Why is his transfer value possibly like gone up?
Didn't play in the Euros. Yeah, how is it?
I think it's just because they know Pep wants him.
Yeah.
And so they know City, with their ridiculous amount of money they've got anyway, will pay it.
So what is it about John Stones? He gets ripped by some football fans, takes too many risks, passes the ball too much. Go long, mate. I think we're modern football fans, aren't we, Dom? We're not being snobs or anything. I can clearly see that John Stones is a proper player. If we're all England fans, if England fans are listening and they're not happy about what happened during the summer, it's because we don't have smart players. We don't have proper, intelligent footballers who know what to do with the football. To me, I look at John Stones and I see a footballer, a pure footballer. And clearly, I'm not comparing myself to Pep Guardiola, but he does as well. I think people with half a football brain understand that this lad has got something about him.
If we look at, it's not exactly similar, but something on the same lines, right? Piqué got a lot of stick when he was at United.
Yeah.
Look at him now. He's possibly the best ball-playing centre-back in the world. Or in his prime. Three Champions Leagues. And John Stones, right? Two seasons ago, or this time last year, he was one of the hottest properties in Europe when it came to defenders. He has one bad season and England fans are slating him already. If Pep Guardiola can use what he played like the season before and teach him and educate him in his tiki-taka ball-playing defender ways, like he did with Piqué. Because Piqué went to Barcelona from United. He wasn't a starter at United, was he?
No.
He was on the bench, or he would start the odd game here and there, but Pep turned him into this world-class ball-playing defender. I think he can do the same with John Stones.
We might see a different John Stones next year, playing for a team that 80% of the time they're going to have the football, that they're going to be on the front foot. At Everton, an Everton match was a basketball game. No wonder John Stones made mistakes. Because he wants to play football, but he's under so much pressure because of other things, or his keeper's done bad, or he's done bad. John Stones might go to Manchester City, a top, top club, and we go, oh my God, he's unbelievable, this lad, because he'll have the ball all the time.
Yeah, everyone said he had a poor season, but if we look at, there's a stat that's been popping around on Twitter a lot, on social media. He had an 89% pass accuracy, right?
Yeah.
When he's playing over 35 forward passes as well.
In a match, he plays 35 forward passes.
89% pass accuracy with 35 forward passes. And it can't be over a season, surely, because you have 38 games. So I presume it's per game. And it's all about forward passes, isn't it?
Well, everyone said Everton never made forward passes.
So clearly John Stones did, but he had so many mistakes elsewhere that no one saw it.
I know, if he just sorts that out, he's so young, he's got time. But the funny thing, Dom, City in the last week have spent the equivalent of what Manchester United have on one Paul Pogba. But what Manchester City have done, have signed Leroy Sané from Germany.
From Schalke, yes.
Yeah. And they've signed John Stones for £50 million from Everton.
And there's the Brazilian guy, Gabriel Jesus, as well.
What Manchester City are doing is the total opposite of what Manchester United are doing.
Man United are signing...
Here and now.
Profiles.
Yeah.
And not like...
City are signing players.
Yeah, City are signing players and a lot of young players as well.
Yeah.
I know Pogba's young, but I mean, the likes of Ibrahimovic, Mkhitaryan... They are like in their prime now.
Yeah.
What Ibra's people could say he's past his prime.
Well, he's scoring loads of goals.
Scoring loads of goals anyway. But I mean, yeah, City are definitely signing players for the future.
Pepe's going to be there a while.
And he's signing quick players.
Very quick.
With the likes, they got Leroy Sané on one wing, Sterling on the other.
De Bruyne, Aguero.
Kelechi Iheanacho. I think he's a great striker, Kelechi. We talked about him in the City podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've got a lot of pace about them, and if they just shore up their back line.
What is the stat about how much City have spent, including John Stones, finding a mate for Vincent Kompany? How much is it?
£176 million. Because you've got the likes of John Stones, who's £47, £48 million.
Yeah.
You've got Mangala, who's like 34.
Otamendi.
You know, the list goes on.
I will give them their due, City. They've not given up on this. They've not gone, right, well, we've spent this much on this lad. We kind of got to wait for him to become good. They are not messing about.
And I don't think City are done in this transfer market.
They're not?
I honestly don't think they're done. I think there's still going to be one or two signings for them still left to make. Whether that's a first team or a young signing, yeah. But I still think they're going to make at least one or two. I think they should be signing a fullback.
Yeah. Good shout.
Bakary Sagna's past it. Zabaleta's getting past it. I mean, you've got Clichy. Like, I'd say a fullback and even a goalkeeper.
That's all the talk in the paper, that Pep wants rid of Joe Hart.
And he wants someone like Ter Stegen in.
That'd be interesting. We've said that before on the Man City podcast.
But one other thing we forgot to mention is Barnsley in this equation. Because Barnsley, because of a clause when they sold John Stones to Everton, was a sell-on percentage. So when he was sold on for, which they clearly saw that potential in him,
yeah,
they were going to get some money out of it. And they're getting £7 to £9 million.
Barnsley. Wow.
Whether they put that straight into transfers.
It's annoying that Pogba's gone to Manchester United, because they could have added that and bought Pogba, couldn't they, Barnsley?
Yeah, but you know, it's whether they put that into transfers or they can use that to balance the books in the Championship. I mean, Barnsley can definitely make some good signings now to help them stay in the Championship. Although we don't really want to be talking about Barnsley's Championship promises in this.
On the City podcast, they were going for the league and the Champions League with Pep Guardiola as their manager.
So Barnsley, you know, great time, great team. No, but so what do you think, Johnson? Do you think he is the person they need to accompany Vincent Kompany?
Yeah.
Company Vincent Kompany. Oh,
yeah.
That was great.
I do. I think I said it on the Pep Guardiola Manchester City podcast. I think they're going to win the league. City are a force. They're a real force. I'm just excited to see all these teams, all these managers, all these players. The Premier League might be getting back to what it used to be. It's exciting. So, John Stones has signed for City for £50 million. Wow. Money, money, money everywhere. Right, I've been Alex Mearns. That's been Don Betts. You've been listening to The Football Hour. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can listen to us on Audioboom, but we thank you all for listening.
You can listen to all our latest podcasts on our Audioboom channel. Audioboom.com/The Football Hour.